Meanwhile, Israel has sentenced a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Khalida Jarar, to 6 months in jail. Israeli forces arrested Jarar after raiding her home in the occupied West Bank on Thursday. The Israeli army has told Palestinian media that the lawmaker was detained for leading a terror organization and encouraging terrorist activities. Palestinian officials have described Jarar's arrest as a revengeful act because she rejected the Israeli army's decision to relocate her from Ramallah to Hariha. Khalida Jarar is a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and one of the most outspoken critics of the Israeli occupation. To discuss that further, now joined by Mona Kandil, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Ramallah. Now, Mona, I would imagine that many people are angered by this arrest of Khalida Jarar.
That's right, because Mrs. Jarar was elected as a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council in January 2006. She's a senior representative of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and now she's one of the PFLP parliament members in Israeli jails. She's one of three, actually, in Israeli jails. And by Jarar's arrest, the number of PLC members held in Israeli prisons is now 16. Nine of them held in administrative detention without charge or trial. The PFLP said that after it condemned the arrest of Jarar, it called it as desperate attempt to stop her activities and a prominent international role in defending the rights of the Palestinians. Jarar has been repeatedly targeted of harassment and repression by Israeli forces, as you have mentioned. In August of last year, the Israeli military court at Ofer issued a special supervision order attempting to forcibly transfer Jarar from Ramallah to Jericho, Ariha. At that time, she rejected the order, and she said that it's the occupation that should leave. And she set up at that time a tent outside the PLC office in Ramallah. She lived and worked from the tent, which was visited by numerous Palestinian and international delegations. Jarar is also known for her work in defense of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. She also was once, she had a long time working at Ad-Damir, this major Palestinian non-governmental organization that provides direct legal and support to Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. She has also been forbidden since the 1998 to travel outside the occupied territories, but in 2010, she was finally allowed to travel only to Jordan to receive a medical cure treatment after extensive media coverage and public campaign. Here in the occupied territories, not only normal and ordinary Palestinians are being arrested and are being mistreated in Israeli jails, but also those members of the PLC, as well as the leaders of the Palestinian people who deserve the description to be leaders of the Palestinian people.
And just shortly, if you can, Mona, also tell us, is Jarar known as a violent woman? Because, you know, Israelis are saying that she was part of a terror organization and she was encouraging terrorism. Is that the kind of reputation she has?
Of course not. She's also there in peaceful demonstrations, and she's also there in rallies against the Israeli occupation and against the separation wall. She encourages the members of the PFLP to be taking part in demonstrations and to be in the front lines confronting the Israeli forces. This is normal for the Palestinian people to confront the Israeli soldiers. Israeli soldiers, they use ammunition and they use rifles to prevent Palestinians in taking part in demonstrations. At the same time, the Palestinians, and one of them was Khalida Jarar, take part in demonstrations to reject these illegal Israeli practices. As you have mentioned, the Israeli Shin Bet, the security agency, up till the moment is insisting that Jarar is one of the dominant militant forces forces in the PFLP and advocates for her military resistance against Israel. I don't know what kind of resistance won't the Israeli want Israel for the Palestinians, but the Palestinians insist that resisting the Israeli occupation, even through peaceful demonstrations, of course, will go on, even if this will lead to the arrest of Palestinians and the, even if Palestinian leaders like Khalid al-Jarrah.
Okay, Mona, thanks very much for that.